ready. Now join me in a service already in progress.
He'll rise from the tomb, and when he...
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The introduction of Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, anointed, chosen, called by God, been with the rest, but he picked me up out that marrow clay and put me with the best. Lord, how much? Don't touch that dial. The glory is here. The anointing is here. Ooh, we got all the man of God in here, too. Holy Ghost. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. Come in the room. Come in the room, God. We can't do nothing until you come. In the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Before I go any further, we want to give thanks and glory to God for all the sponsors and all my brothers and sisters in Christ. In Jesus' name, fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hello out there, Mother Jenkins and Mother Sister Riser and all the people of God. Help us stay on the air. But God do it through them. So don't be moved by what you see or how you feel. Because everything shine ain't gold. But one thing that I do know and can testify, glory to God. The Bible said we all have fell short of the glory of God in the name of Jesus. You see, we all came through something. Scripture said that we were born into sin and shaped in iniquity in the Old Testament, which has the New Testament concealed. And when I get to the New Testament, it reveals the Old Testament. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. This is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine bringing you a right now rhema word. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, we thank God for the radio station and the people that work here. We thank God for you that are listening. Listen now. Faith come by hearing. So you gotta listen. Huh? You can't all sing together, but we can't all talk together. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. This is the last month of this year. We started out strong, and we want to end strong. Because of grace and love and mercy, we made it this far by grace. And I thank God for all of my brothers and sisters out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because he said he rained on the just as well as the unjust. I just want to thank God. My heart is moved because, see, I once was blind, but now I see. I thought the holiday of this time of the month was about a man in a red suit called Santa Claus. I ain't know no better. I didn't know no better. Didn't know. But I was glad when Christmas come. Glory to God. But don't you touch that dial, because Jesus was the Santa Claus. But you know, we ever learning and always coming to the knowledge of the truth, you know. Things bring about change. And the Word of God, the Spirit of God is telling me now to tell you that things are subject to change. You're being transformed even as I speak, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for this day in this hour. Thank you for everyone that's listening, God. And I pray and I ask you in the name of Jesus, strengthen that family. Send angels to the hospital. Send angels to the prison and the nursing home. Father God, for your glory, for the treatment places, for the children that have been adopted. God, send angels. We claim in souls and we preach the word of faith. Because it is faith that pleases God. The Old Testament said that there was a child was born. good God Almighty. Didn't have room for the man. He came humble and he left humble. See, God give grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. Now, Jesus, from the line of Abraham, Abraham brought the covenant, brought Jesus on through. Now, don't be trying to figure it out or work it out. Just believe that if it wasn't for Abraham saying yes, he said yes. God promised him. And God said in Numbers 23:19, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. All glory to God. Abraham was the friend of God. When God promised him a son in the name of Jesus, yeah, God has made promises to all of us. And I'm trying to calm down and not get too excited, but it's hard not to get excited when fire is in you. Glory to God. Jeremiah said, it's like fire set up in my bone in the name of Jesus. But I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for God. In the name of Jesus, we just want to send a word. Send a word, Lord. Send a word to that mother, to that father. Send a word to that son or that daughter, that disobedient child. Oh, God, to the husband or to the wife who being mistreated, neglected, or to the husband. All glory to God. Hallelujah. One want to go to church and the other want to gamble. All in water don't mix. But I believe today that God said his eyes are beholding the evil and the good. He nor sleep, nor do he slumber. I believe God said, hallelujah, that Psalms 138, verse 8, that he will perfect those things concerning us. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And then David said in Psalms 121, I will look to the hills from which comes my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Oh, when I think about how God took Moses, a man that stuttered and had nothing but a stick, but he had a relationship with God. God chose him. He was raised up in Pharaoh's house. Finer things in life. But the subject of the text, the blood is thicker than the myrrh. He was raised up in the palace, but in his blood was Hebrew. I said the blood, because of the blood of Jesus. I thank God today that a child was born. I thank God today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That I once was lost, but now I'm found. When mama didn't know where I was, she said, Lord, wherever my child is, save my child. That might be you, mother. There's a mother listening right now. There's a father listening right now. Glory to God. God, ears are open unto the righteous, but his face is turned from the wicked. And I just can't get away from the word of God of faith. He said in Hebrews 11 chapter, yeah, in the first verse, he said, now faith. Come on and say now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. I believe that it was Jesus said, the thing that seemed impossible with man is possible with God. I know somebody's listening out there. You might be facing some financial problems or physical problems in your body. You know, all I have is the word of God in the name of Jesus. And I believe that the Bible said all things are possible to those that believe. All you have to do is believe. He's able to restore. David said, Psalm 23, that the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Oh, glory to God. It's awesome, men and women of God, how God can take nothing, hallelujah, and make something out of them. That's right. We come from dirt, and all we was the dirt. And God formed in man, blew in his nostrils the breath of life. God's will is for you to live and not die. God's will is for you to be a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. Listen, in the name of Jesus, it just keep coming from my spirit. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, faith, Habakkuk 2 and 4 said, now faith, your faith, the just shall live by his or her faith. It is faith that pleases God. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for. Right now, 2 days you never have, yesterday and tomorrow. Glory to God. God is here now. God is here right now. Hallelujah. If you be in agreement with me, the Bible said in Matthew the 18th chapter and the 20th verse, well, two or three are gathered together. Can we just come together? Come together. Hallelujah. I don't believe it's nothing that two adults go through if they're willing with the help of God to come work it out. Somebody say work it out. It's already worked out. Stop worrying. Stop doubting. Oh, it's just a part of the flesh. Jesus said, the Bible said the flesh wrestles against the spirit in the book of Galatians, and the spirit against the flesh. Now, whichever one you feed the most, that's the one who's going to be calling the shots. But if you've been born again, born by the water, baptized in the name of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. See that fire? Glory to God. Something about the fire. When I feel it in my feet. My hands is moving by the power of God. My lips are moving by the power of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I just thank God for the anointing. And we ask the Father, send the word to the prisons. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That men's, oh, glory to God, that are away from their children and away from their family. God, restore. That's what David said in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. And he restored, I said again, he restored my soul. Glory to God. Yeah, I want you to catch a hold of this, because some of us were called black sheep. There'll never be nothing. That's a black sheep. He trifled. He'll never be nothing. Well, God has a way of taking nothing and making something out of them. Call things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Come on, help me praise the Lord in the name of Jesus, because God is waiting on you to believe him for that home, for that husband, for that wife. But you know, I notice how a lot of us will run to the prophet. I mean, I need a word from the Lord. I need a word. And all that's good and fine. Because in the Old Testament, Joel said, in the last days, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Glory to God. When it's God, when the word comes from God, the Bible said in the New Testament, try the spirit by the spirit. The Bible said God is a spirit. St. John 6 and 63 says that the flesh profit nothing. My words are life and they are spirits. Hallelujah. I thank God today in the name of Jesus for this season. We know the meaning of the season. Glory to God. The meaning of the season was that salvation came. Glory to God. Healing came. Come on. Deliverance came. Come on. Prosperity came. Everything. Paul said it in Philippians 4:19. My God, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's the will of God. As Numbers said, 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he'll bring it to pass. If God spoke it, he'll make it good. I know sometimes tongue and teeth fall out, but they stick together. It's time for the church to come together. It's time for husband and wives to come together. Come on now. Hey, Lord, help us today. Come together. We don't have the time we think we have. Oh, glory to God. You know if you're filled with God, if God is in you, you can run through troops and hop over walls. He leads me beside still waters. Glory to God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. None of me, Lord, but all of thee. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table in the presence of me and my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, come on, goodness, we need you, mercy. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the book of James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Oh, glory to God. You cannot serve God in mammon too. Hallelujah. Sweet and bitter water can't come out the same fountain. Cursing and blessing. Oh, you cursed me on a Sunday. Lied to me on a Monday. Oh, backbite on a Wednesday. Oh, you fight on Thursday. Then you want to say God loves you. We got to be one way. There's only one way to the kingdom of God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. We thank God today in the name of Jesus. All you have right now is now. So God is now. God is saying to you now, stop being moved by what you see or how you feel. Stop being moved by the problem, the electric bill, the mortgage note, all the children's school clothes and everything. John 10:10 said the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. But God set up a Holy Ghost ambush. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. There are times we miss the mark because none of us are perfect. We're just striving for it. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your paths. Glory to God. You know, don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my head. I'm jumping around, but it's the word of God. Faith come by hearing. Romans 10, glory to God. He said, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My heart, hallelujah, has a burden for souls. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Too many of our brothers, too many young men are locked up today. Let me hear, amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Being locked up, being controlled, being enslaved in bondage to any man, people, place, or thing. That's not the will of God. Oh, no, it's not. It's not God's will for you to be locked up. You're not a bad person. You made a bad choice. But God is able to turn a mistake into redeeming grace. Some mother or some father, you're being worried or troubled about it. Don't let your heart be troubled. Just only believe. I said believe today. If you believe, you'll receive it. He said, ask. Jesus said, ask. And it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Glory to God. Then Peter said, cast all your cares on me, said the Lord. The Lord said, cast all your cares on me. What's your care? Spiritual, mentally, physically, financially? What is your care today? God said, cast it upon him. Oh, glory to God. Cast it upon me, said the Lord. And then I thought about Isaiah. When God called him, he said, I'm a man in the midst of men with unclean lips. He was making excuses. But God had already prepared an angel to send a live coal and put on his mouth. And after the angel touched his mouth, he said, now, if the Lord wants somebody, send me. God said, though your sins be as crimson, I'll make him as wool. He said, come and let us reason together. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God wants to reason with you and I. God wants a relationship with you and I. In the name of Jesus. Don't worry about whether you got no stockings or you don't have a suit. You can't come to God except he draw you anyway. But he said, come. All ye that are labor and are heavy laden, I know you're tired, but don't give up. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. In the name of Jesus, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to quit. He wants you to talk about your brother. He wants you to talk about your sister. The Bible says, stop biting and devouring one another. He said, help bear one another's burdens. We're all a different, but we're made in the image of God. Can we just come together when the people in the creation of God tried to build a tower up to heaven? Their Bible said the people had a mind to work. They was working together, and God saw what they was doing, what their unity, their strength. They was talking the same language, and they was accomplishing their purpose. Do you have a purpose today? The will of God is that you serve God. God's duty for man is to serve him. I love the Lord today, and I thank God, and I desire your prayers in Jesus' name. And I just can't stop preaching and can't stop talking about the goodness of the Lord. Some of you know my story. Glory to God. God had me in the palms of his hand. In the name of Jesus, when you know better, you do better. When we was coming up, we did wrong, the neighbor whooped us. When we got home, we got another whooping. The Bible said that God chastened those that he loved. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said, if you ask anything according to my will, that I hear you. The Bible said in Joshua 1:9, I command you, this is the Lord saying to us, I command you to be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, be not dismayed. Wheresoever you go, I will go with you. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word of God. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Glory to God. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish ways. Glory to God. Don't give up on me. God is not through with me yet. Hallelujah. I'm not going to cast away my confidence that has great recompense of reward. After you've done the will of God, you have need of patience. I heard the Holy Ghost say, wait on the Lord. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Don't do nothing. When you don't know what to do, don't do nothing. Wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, he said he'll strengthen your heart. Be of good courage, my brother and my sister. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. All we have is right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. God know what you're going through. He know what you're feeling. Oh, God, we thank you for every debt being paid. We cast it upon you, Lord. Every bill, every circumstance, every opposition. Lord, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon your shoulders. And by your stripes, we were healed. Psalms 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed him. I send the word to heal you physically, mentally, and financially. Jesus said, the works that I do, say you do also, and greater works than these. It's not about trying to be better than the next one. I'll preach to the other one. Have a respectful person. No. Hebrews 11 chapter in verse 6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh to him must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Of every word in the word of God, the greatest of them is that you love one another. If I don't say nothing else, we love you if nobody told you that today. You never know what a person going through. It's just a kind word. One kind word will help you make it through the day. May the Lord bless you real good. And Merry Christmas. We're not through. We're not finished. We're just going to quit for right now. But the Holy Ghost is still going to be moving through the air of this radio station. So you continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. And we give glory and honor and praise to God. And we ask you to help us. Help us. If God touch your heart to send a seed for us to continue, do so. You know, I know, I'm not begging. I'm just saying, Paul said, if somebody's sowing spiritual things in your life, you ought to support them with your corner things. But this is God's ministry. It ain't Lonnie. It's God. God just chose me to do it. In the name of Jesus, he chose you too. Come on. You got to do right too. You got to do right till the do right come. God bless you. Call us at 503-718-4710. This is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Before I close, let's pray this prayer. Touch the dial. Touch the radio. Pull up on the side of the road. Glory to God. Come on and say, Father, I repent of my sins. And I ask your forgiveness. Help me to forgive everyone who have hurted me, Lord, and I forgive everyone that I've hurted. Please forgive me, Lord, for everybody I've hurted and did wrong. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead and that I shall be saved. Don't just save me, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and fire. Father God, you told me to cast all my cares on you. So Father, marriage, bills, circumstance, opposition, haters, backbiters, I release it to you now. Because you said in your word, the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. Stop trying to fight the battle. Let go and let God. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The man don't have a, can't put me in hell, and he don't have a, can't put me in heaven. There's something that we have to do in order to get there. So you keep doing right, do right, till the do right come. In Jesus' name, Merry Christmas. I'll be saying that all through the rest of this year. And we'll continue to be praying for you. And may the Lord bless you. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. I want to thank God today. We just want to give thanks, first of all, to my covering, Pastor Johnny and Dr. Pamela Drumgold. Amen. Praise God to the First Lady of my house, Shirley Jean, in the name of Jesus, of binding souls to Christ. Amen. And we also want to give thanks to Dr. Casey Wade,
Amen. One of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see KC. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Stags Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Stags, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master, Brent Alexander, 5076. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are